T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time to talk to Peter King. Your access to the NFL is brought to you by Intrasystems, the company bringing you secure, anywhere, anytime access to your web applications via Citrix NetScaler. Go to Intrasystems.com for more information. And by Dial a Mattress, dial 1-800-MATTRES. Leave off the last S for savings online at mattress.com. Hello, Peter. How are you?
Oh, geez, I'm sorry, guys. I totally got lost in my own world today.
Hey, Peter.
We thought you were on the train on Amtrak going to Miami.
No, I would love to do that, though.
Hey, Peter, as I was telling Dale earlier, sometimes people are just late. You have to give them the space that they need, and you want to talk to them. You know, so sometimes, you know, you're late, and it's okay.
Hey, you know what'll be fun about this segment? This segment, I promise, I won't be windy. I'll answer all your questions in 3 sentences instead of 3 pages.
Because that's all the time we have anyway.
That's right. That's
hey, did
right.
did the Parcells decision this week surprise you?
Surprised me, didn't shock me, but I mean, I wrote on Monday in Monday Morning Quarterback, hey, look for him to be back, but don't bet the house on it. And I think what happened at the end of the day, he could have gone either way on it. And I think he just decided that, I mean, I talked to him Monday. He said, you know, it's a young man's game. And to work, as I know I have to work for the next 12 months, was going to be nearly impossible for me. He said, I just wasn't up to it.
I don't want to ask you about Bill Parcells. Don't want to talk about him. I want you to rend my heart, just to twist it and revisit the Colts-Patriots game, which some people have called one of the greatest games they've seen. I just want your thoughts on that.
Well, the amazing thing is that in the last 2 minutes of this game, Peyton Manning won it by calling 3 consecutive runs at the end of the game. And Tom Brady lost it by throwing an interception, both of which are shocking. And particularly Manning. I mean, hey, you can throw interceptions. That's the way life goes sometimes. If you are in the arena, you know, you do not make miracle comebacks every time. But the thing about Manning that to me was amazing and very, very impressive. You know, if you're in the sports writing public, you've always thought that Peyton Manning probably chooses to throw a little bit more than the average guy if you're just simply trying to make a play, because he loves throwing the ball. He loves it being on his shoulders. He loves the numbers, all that stuff. But this was proof. I was at the Colts on Wednesday, and Jeff Saturday told me, the center, he told me, hey, this ought to prove to everybody that this guy only cares about winning. You know, the last 3 calls on that drive were all runs by Joseph Addai.
You know, there aren't many people that we set Peter King off to the side for, but this guy is one of them. Rodney Harrison joins us on the line as well. Hello, Rodney.
What's up, guys? What's up, Peter? How you doing?
Rodney, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are
hey,
you?
Hey, Rodney, if you had to play a week from Sunday, would you have played?
Yes.
You positive?
100% positive.
Wow. Did you come close to playing this Sunday?
It was close. I mean, we worked that in. We just felt like it wasn't in the best interest of myself or the team to actually take the field. And we thought that, you know, with another week or two of rest, that things would feel a lot better. And unfortunately, it didn't happen that way.
And Rodney, where are you right now in your rehab? Not physically, I mean geographically, but where are you in the process of rehabbing?
Well, I feel pretty good. I'm doing some leg lifts, and I'm doing a bunch of elliptical machines, and my strength is coming back. So I'm not far away, maybe a couple weeks, within a week or so of really feeling good, as far as I'm concerned.
One thing we need to clear up for people, Rodney, do you want to play football for the Patriots this coming year?
No question. I don't know why it's even a question of me not wanting to be there. I mean, the Patriots have been good to me. I felt like it's been a great relationship. Bill Belichick is, you know, he's the best coach I've ever played for, best organization, just a tremendous opportunity for me. And they gave me that chance when a lot of other people didn't. So I want to dispel all the rumors about me not wanting to be here. I definitely want to be here, and I'm going to do whatever it takes for me to be here.
Hey, Rodney, how about Rodney Harrison and Junior Seau opening night, Thursday night, September whatever it would be, at Indianapolis against the Colts, opening the season. Would that be fun?
It would be fun, no question. I think Junior was having a tremendous year before he got hurt. He was playing well. He looked good. He looked like he was, you know, 28, 29 years old. And a tremendous teammate, a great football player, a great person. As far as me being out there, I'm excited. I'm working my butt off. I started working out already. I don't take much time off. I stay in shape year-round. So I will be ready come mini camp and come off-season program.
Hey, Rodney, we were talking with Peter about the Colts game and some of his thoughts. What were your thoughts? I understand you watched the game at home at 21-6. Just take it from there. What are you thinking at that point? And just take us all the way to the end of the game.
Well, I'm just thinking, you know, I got a thousand phone calls when it was 21-3, and I'm screaming and yelling at people, telling them, stop calling me and stop getting on the computer because you're still facing Peyton Manning and those guys have a lot of pride. And you thought eventually they were going to make a run. You know, Indianapolis, they might play bad for a quarter. They might play bad for 2.5 quarters, but eventually they're going to make their run. They're going to make their plays. So I just got tired of people calling me. But, I mean, let's face it, each and every week that we face a team, that we're going to get the team's best because they all want to beat the Patriots. So going out and beating the Jets was emotional high, and then we had to go out to San Diego and play, which was even higher, and then come back and play Indianapolis. I just think we ran out of gas, and the guys gave it their best effort. And, you know, a couple plays here, a couple plays there, we'll be in the Super Bowl.
The National Football League has admitted that they missed the call, that Ellis Hobbs did not interfere in the end zone with Reggie Wayne, that the call was missed and it was an incorrect call. Does that make it harder for you or easier?
Well, I mean, it doesn't make it any easier. I mean, of course, we all knew that it was a terrible call, that the officials blew that call. And when they make great calls, we tap them on the back, we pat them on the butt and say, great call. But when they screw it up, you know, we always have to be accountable for it. And I just don't think that, you know, what can they say? They can say, okay, I'm sorry, but that doesn't change anything. I think Ellis Hobbs is in great position. I thought it was a terrible call, just like everyone else thought it was a terrible call. But that's something you deal with. Officials are going to make mistakes. They're human. Unfortunately, it happened against us. But, you know, I mean, there's a lot of plays you can look at. It's just not that one particular play that you can look up and say, we screwed up on, or they screwed up on. So if we had made a couple more plays, the outcome would have been totally different.
Hey, Rodney, you have played both these teams this year. Your Patriot team obviously played both of these teams this year. And even though you weren't necessarily in the thick of it, I wonder, when you look at this game, what do you think is going to determine the outcome?
Well, I think it's going to come down, as always, to defense. I think the turnovers and, you know, I think the Indianapolis Colts are going to do a good job on defense as far as, you know, stopping a run. I think they've been playing great football. But I really think it comes down to maybe the quarterbacks after that. I mean, you got Peyton Manning facing Rex Grossman. I don't think you can find any bigger difference than that. I just think that Peyton Manning is an all-pro quarterback, and I think Rex Grossman playing on his biggest stage, I don't know if he can handle the pressure, and I don't know if they're going to get away with running the ball 25 to 30 times a game, you know, with the addition of Bob Sanders in that run game. So he's going to have to make plays down the field, and, you know, if they can pass protect and keep Robert Mathis and Dwight Freeney off the quarterback, I think they'll have a chance. But other than that, I think I'm going with the Colts. I think they're going to win.
Hey, Rodney, I want to go back a little bit. I wish we could have talked to you after the win over the Chargers, because the story at the time was that LaDainian Tomlinson had called out the Patriots. And I know you play with the Chargers. You play with LaDainian Tomlinson. What was your take on his response immediately after the game, and then the day after bringing it up again and saying some of the same things?
Well, you look at LaDainian, you know LaDainian, he's not a confrontational type guy. He's had a tremendous season, and they had very, very high expectations out there in San Diego. You know, deservingly so, they had the best team at that particular time. But I think he was just emotionally overwhelmed. I think he was frustrated. I mean, him saying that, you know, we get our lack of class from Bill Belichick, who doesn't condone us celebrating and doing those types of things. who's always trying to play down things. So I think he, you know, he was kind of out of line. And I have a lot of respect for Delaney. He's my friend, but he was definitely out of line when he said that because, you know, we it's not like we're not used to winning here. I mean, the guys have won 3 Super Bowls here. We've had a lot of success. We've won 21 in a row. So it's not like we're not used to winning. It's just that they thought that they were going to come in and spank our tails and mosey on to the AFC Championship, and it didn't happen that way. We went in, we beat them fair and square. We stepped up. We played a tremendous ball game, and I think he was upset.
Rodney, I'm curious if you take offense if somebody like me says that the Patriots might be the best team in the NFL, but they aren't necessarily the most talented group of players in the NFL. Do you take offense at that?
Not at all. Not at all. I just think that you can – I mean, it's just like how many great athletes – I've seen better athletes than me come into the league, and now they're at home sitting on a couch or working somewhere. It's not about your athletic ability. It's what you do with it. And combining 53 guys to a common purpose, that's what the NFL is about. It's not about who's the most talented group, because you look at the Raiders, for years they've had over 20 first-rounders on their team, and time again, guess what? They're at home come playoff time. It's not about the athletes. It's about the team. It's about believing in what the coach is saying and getting the job done on Sunday, and that's what we do, Peter.
Hey, you know, Rodney, I don't know if you've had a chance to listen to Sports Radio WEEI. I'm sure you have. I'm sure you've been tuned in to Dale and Holly constantly.
But I never listen to those guys. Those guys don't know what they're talking about.
I appreciate you, Rodney. You're a good man. But, you know, a lot of people have called about changing, some, you know, overhauling the team in some ways or tweaking the team, and they have focused on the safeties and the linebackers. It, from your perspective, how do you analyze those positions going forward?
Well, it's, I mean, it's really not my job to analyze. It's my job to get better and to add to this team and to do whatever I can to stay on the field and take this team, take this defense to the next level. So ultimately, that's Bill Belichick and Scott Pioli's decision. They've done a wonderful job of making decisions, making tough decisions. That's a tough job for those guys, but that's what they get paid to do, and that's why they've had success. So a lot of decisions that they make aren't necessarily popular or you know, or just when it comes to the fans and some of the so-called professionals. But, I mean, that's up to them. But as far as I'm concerned, all I can do is go out there and play. That's all Brewski and Vrabel and Roosevelt Coven and those guys can do. I mean, they say we weren't very talented, but yet we reached the AFC Championship. And, you know, we're one or two plays away from being in the Super Bowl. So I think we surpassed everyone's expectations except ours.
Hey, have you used up your allotment of bad luck now, do you think?
You know, you look at, I wouldn't really call it bad luck. I mean, you look at, you know, everything I've gone through as far as some of the positive things that, you know, coming here, winning 2 Super Bowls, like I said before, winning 21 in a row, playing at a really high level, and then you have to be able to deal with the other side. I mean, in life, you know, you're going to have good times, you're going to have bad times, but it's how you deal with it, and that's what I can control, my attitude and effort. So I can't really worry and focus on the negative. Yes, it was frustrating. Yes, I was disappointed. But you know what? As long as I'm healthy now, I got a chance. And I'm going to continue to work, and I'm going to continue to get back to where I was at before.
I think we also need to give you the opportunity to point out the difference in your mind between a legal play, which the NFL says the hit on you was a legal play, and what you consider to be a cheap play, which you also think, I feel, the play was.
Well, I think, you know, they say the receivers can cut. And he cut blocked me. Yes, he did. And I don't think that was an illegal play. But I just think that me being away from the play and being in the position that I was in, I think he took a cheap shot at me. And I think that, you know, from Kevin Mawai on into the offensive line, they were throwing cheap shots. They were pushing guys in the back. And I think they purposely went out and they told that guy, go at Rodney's knees, because they knew I was coming off a knee injury. And that's what they did. And I know that's what they did, because I've even heard a couple of the linemen saying, we're coming after you. And that was the disappointing part about it, because I look up while I'm screaming and yelling on the field because my knee's in pain. I'm looking up and I see on the sideline they got guys laughing. They got guys laughing, you know, and it just shows the classlessness of those guys that were laughing. I'm not saying the whole team was laughing, but it just showed. And Kevin Mawai, you know, it was very disappointing because the guy that you respect for so many years took a cheap shot at Richard Seymour 2 years ago and took him out. It took his MCL out, but yet he's doing the same thing, you know, just in a different uniform. So it was disappointing. But at the end of the day, those guys were right on the couch with me watching the playoffs.
Rodney, I wonder, You said earlier everybody wants to beat the Patriots, and you hear about teams like Tennessee saying, we're going to take you out. Is it just that team and their chippiness, or do you think with your success, now three Super Bowls in a six-year period, do you think that a lot of teams have a chippiness and a borderline nastiness toward the Patriots?
No question, because that's what other teams gauge themselves by, the best. And we've been the best, you know, since I've been here the last 4 years. We've been, you know, either the top two or top three teams in the league the past 4 years that I've been here. So, of course, everyone's getting excited. Everyone's gauging themselves. We've got the best quarterback. We got some of the best linebackers in the game. You know, we got a lot of really good players on our team. So everyone's gauging themselves up against us to see what they can do against the Patriots. You know, and one thing about it, the guys are going to go home. They're going to get some rest. But they're going to come back, and they're going to work their tails off. And guess what? We're going to be right back in the mix next year.
Hey, Rodney, I want to ask you a question. Doesn't have to do with football. A couple of weeks ago, one of the pastors of a local church told me that you paid for an entire floor, like a gym floor, and you took care of that church. I'm just wondering, when you do things like that, do you feel that you have a responsibility as a professional athlete to take care of some of these things? I'm just wondering, what was your thinking when you did that?
Well, I mean, growing up, I mean, I never thought I would be blessed with the means that I'm blessed with now. And the thing about life is you get the most gratification by helping someone. And if I can help a bunch of kids be able to enjoy and play and keep themselves off the street and keep themselves busy, why wouldn't I help? And that's what life is about. And there's no greater satisfaction, I think, in my life, as well as you guys' lives, to go out there and help someone. And if it comes to that, I don't care what it costs. I don't care what it takes, whether it's time, money, whatever it is. You want to give the best that you can give. And that's what I did, and I did it out of my heart. And I don't look for any recognition from it. I told the guy, don't say anything. I don't want my name publicized out there, because when you do things like that, you want to do it because you love to do it.
Peter, don't you wish you had this guy in Miami for a week?
I wouldn't have to leave his table on press day, that's for sure.
Peter, it's always fun to talk with you. Rodney, you're
hey,
always welcome
fun
here.
To listen to Rodney.
Rodney, you're always welcome here, and good luck in the off season. I'm looking forward to watching you play next year.
Thank you so much for having me. I'll take care, guys.
All right,
see you
Rodney.
Later, Rodney. Bye-bye.
Rodney leaving us. Peter, thank you as always for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.